Good morning. Welcome to the program, Walking in His Steps. I'm Pastor Tim Underwood, and I hope you'll listen as we consider Jesus Christ, who He is, and even more importantly, how He can change your life. As some of you know, one of my passions is memorizing the Bible. I do this by setting it to music. One day, quite a while back, a fellow pastor seemed puzzled by my obsession with Scripture. While he certainly respects and values the Bible, in his tradition, apparently the Word with a capital W is more emphasized. For those who don't know what this means, Word with a capital W refers to Jesus, as referred to in John 1:1, which says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, on the one hand, his question made me think. He's right in emphasizing that Jesus is the reason for the Bible, and not vice versa. The Bible is given to us not primarily so that we can acquire good theology or live a morally pure life, but to help us build a love relationship with its author, with God. If we lose that perspective, the Bible can become a negative in any number of ways which sadly separate us from its author instead of uniting us with him. To some, for instance, it's mostly a book of rules, very hard rules at that, which showers them with shame. To others, it's mostly an intellectual puzzle to be solved, a theological board game. But the Bible is meant chiefly as a love letter, which teaches us how to draw near to our greatest love, one who has already accepted believers by his amazing grace. On the other hand, knowing the Bible well is a critical part of building a strong love relationship with God. Biblical literacy is a wonderful spiritual advantage. To neglect or minimize it is a mistake. This leads to our first question. Why is it so important to know the Bible as well as possible? Number one, it's important to know the Bible well because God thinks it's important. God has gone to a great deal of work to deliver His Word to us and to preserve it. All efforts to eradicate it down through the ages have failed. So many ancient documents have faded away or are known only to a rarefied group of scholars, but God has kept His book front and center for His people for thousands of years. Number two, it's important to know the Bible well because the Bible itself emphasizes its centrality. Over and over in Scripture, we're reminded of the value of knowing and following its teaching. Joshua 1:8, for instance, tells us, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night." The Bible takes itself very seriously, seeing itself not just as one book of wisdom among many, but as the foundation and benchmark of all truth. Number three, it's important to know the Bible well because it's crucial to spiritual growth and vitality. Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Strong spiritual growth and maturity are grounded in Scripture. God can teach us from other sources as well, but the Bible is the gold standard and the final word. Scripture does so much for us. It enlightens us, strengthens us, heals us, guides us, reminds us, and so on. Number four, it's important to know the Bible well because that protects us spiritually. Paul calls the Bible the sword of the Spirit. We can use it to fight Satan. It's also critical because there are false teachers among us who secretly introduce destructive heresies, as well as godly teachers who still sometimes make mistakes in their interpretation of the Bible. If we're to sort through all of this, we need to know our Bibles well. Number five, it's important to know the Bible well because it enables us to speak God's truth with authority. When challenged by Satan, Jesus replied, "It is written." When we know the Bible well, we can quote more than just our opinion. We can quote God Himself. Whose voice is more authoritative, more powerful? Others around us need to hear this authoritative voice since it tells the way of truth and salvation. Number six, it's important to know the Bible well in order to hear God's voice. I'm not a person who often hears the Spirit speak directly to me. And sometimes, when I think I've gotten a message, I've been mistaken. the Bible, although it too can be misinterpreted, is a clearer communication from God than mere logic, internal impressions, or the opinions of others. That's why I do most of my listening in Scripture, poring over its truths. Scripture also gives us a standard against which to measure other messages we receive internally or externally. If they contradict the Bible, then they're not from God. How well do you know the Bible? Are you packed with it, or do you settle for an occasional dose? This leads to our second question. How can I become well-steeped in Scripture? Number one, I become well-steeped in Scripture by allotting regular time for it. As we all know, good intentions are a start, but follow-through is essential. It takes regular time to significantly know and interact with Scripture. How much time? That's up to you, but long enough to really encounter a passage. 5 minutes usually isn't enough to do that. Number two, I become well-steeped in Scripture by studying it. Don't just whip through a passage. Take time to consider it from various vantage points. Compare it to its context, to other similar Bible verses. Look up words you don't understand. Use Bible helps where necessary, especially in dealing with difficult passages. Number three, I become well-steeped in Scripture by meditating on it. Meditation is a deeper, different kind of study. You're circling the verse to taste its flavor, to ask lots of questions, to consider various applications. You just relax in its presence and let it soak in. Number four, I become well-steeped in Scripture by keeping it with me all day. While a daily study time is necessary, it's only the starting point. The goal is to keep some verses circulating through your mind as you go through the day, if only in the background when you're focused on work or other things. You want the Bible to pop in and out of your consciousness. The next suggestion makes this easier. Number five, I become well-steeped in Scripture by memorizing it. It's so much easier to meditate day and night when we memorize some verses. They sit right there in our minds, easily within reach. And number six, I become well-steeped in Scripture by using it. The Bible comes alive when it's applied to real day-to-day life. Use it to worship, to witness, to make decisions, to give counsel, to counter temptation, and to do the right thing. The Bible, well-known and practiced well, will transform your life and through you the lives of those around you. Are you taking advantage of this wonderful gift?
To hear this broadcast again, or to read a transcript, you can go to the website of the Illinois Valley Evangelical Free Church. And we'd love to have you worship with us on Sunday morning at 10 at 1611 Adams Street, Ottawa, Illinois.